What about the future in terms of endocrine therapy? What are some of the clinical trial questions or even future clinical trial questions that you think are going to be interesting to look into?
Perhaps the most important one will be to find molecular predictors of benefit. In addition to the gene profile, to look at enzymes involved in the metabolism of these agents that may be helpful to understand the efficacy. You know, this has started to be looked at in the setting of tamoxifen, in the setting of aromatase inhibitors. So we'll see what the data show in the next few years.
I guess one thing I was curious about is whether we'll ever see the introduction of fulvestrant into the adjuvant setting. The drug's been around for a while for metastatic disease, and there are a bunch of trials out there looking at the combination of an aromatase inhibitor and a fulvestrant. Where do you think that's heading?
Many years ago, there was higher enthusiasm than there is today for the introduction of fulvestrant into the adjuvant setting. And I think one of the trials that dampened the interest was the trial that compared tamoxifen to fulvestrant in the setting of metastatic disease, which failed to show an advantage of fulvestrant to tamoxifen. Then people thought, oh, perhaps we should do the loading dose of fulvestrant. But then we have the data from the EFFECT trial in metastatic breast cancer comparing fulvestrant to exemestane after disease progression to a non-steroidal aromatase inhibitors. And even in that trial, with the loading dose of fulvestrant, there was no benefit compared to using exemestane. So we view the data now as fulvestrant appears to be perhaps equivalent in the overall picture to tamoxifen, perhaps equivalent to aromatase inhibitors, but not better. And it carries the issue of increased cost and the need for the patients to come to the clinic monthly for an injection. But, you know, if there are patients who have difficulty with tablets, certainly this could be an alternative. But in terms of taking it to a major trial, there's still interest. But the trials have not been initiated.
You know, it's interesting. In biologic therapy and all different kinds of tumors, we hear about this concept of vertical targeting and combining of biologic agents to hit pathways in different ways. And, you know, to me, hormone therapy is kind of the original biologic therapy. But, you know, you don't hear too much about combinations of them. You would think, I mean, I guess, you know, I want to ask you about premenopausal patients. There you see the combination of ovarian suppression or ablation and tamoxifen or aromatase inhibitors being looked at. But in general, there doesn't seem to be that much interest in combinations.
Yeah, I think the data from the combination arm of ATAC had a lot to do with us not pursuing that approach.
And that was tamoxifen and an aromatase inhibitor.
That is right, yeah. And there is an ongoing trial now looking at fulvestrant in combination with anastrozole. So there's some interest, but we're a little bit cautious.